tie belts and shoes and all that. That's universal too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Not nothing really destructive.
But you remember, did you see the movie Ron's Daughter and Iowa?
Yes.
That's kind of the thing you're talking
right.
about.
No, right. No.
That was horrible, wasn't it?
Well, this is strictly still the Bible belt.
Mm-hmm. Well, you in many ways. It's a more comfortable life than a lot of wild jokes played on you. The woman who would assist at childbirth, was she ever called a granny? Or
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Granny woman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. But a midwife, we always thought of one.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And the condition of a woman when she became pregnant, what was a nicer word than pregnant?
Knocked up, you what you trying to
no,
say?
No, nice and family way, huh?
Way, but I would thought maybe he just really that's wanted to get down mobile. To our bug or pressure.
Well, you got two nice sets. One that would be very conversational, and the other a little bit more restrained.
Well, what we're getting at is one we say, like I was telling you about the lady over yonder, one you?
Yes.
Well, I tell this one on my wife, you know, Mary, like the first got out of the army, every time I see somebody with her.
Oh, Harry.
I couldn't help it. Every time I see a soldier.
He's embroidered that story.
I say, poor bastard. And she'd always get after me. You know? I said, well, I don't know any other way to say it. Poor bastard.
In fact.
Well, this went on for years. And right long ago, we passed her by. She said, look, you ain't that poor bastard.
In fact, that was one of the questions. Was there a more polite term that you might use for a child that had no father?
Uh-huh.
There are some interesting ones. Did you ever hear Woods Cold?
Mm-hmm.
Come by Chance?
Uh-huh.
Those are, I gather.
Love Child.
Love Child.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. I didn't say it there. It was the other way.
And homemade playthings, a board on a horse, you go up and down,
seesaw.
Two children, seesaw. Or if it were on a pole and it would go around.
Oh, that was a lot of fun.
Was that the Flying Jenny?
Flying Jenny here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's called a Flying Dutchman or a merry-go-round or all kinds of different things. Flying Jenny here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And by the way, you start with a river. What's the next smallest from a river?
It's not a creek.
Uh-huh.
Creek, we have
creeks. Well, we don't have creeks in the Delta.
Though. No, in the Delta we do not have, in the hills out here they have creeks.
Mm-hmm.
The Delta, we have streams,
bows,
mm-hmm. It's a river.
Do you use the word branch in the Delta?
No,
that's hill.
That's most
it's
hill.
A quite a bit of difference. Now, that's just as clearly as it can be a person that lives in the hills and the Delta, except for the damn television. It would be that way today.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all the difference in the world. Man lives just 20 miles.
They look differently.
They look different. They talk different. They think different. They
values are different.
Values and everything. It's just all the difference in the world. You can't believe
now
it.
I'm really a Delta rat. See, he's not. He's a hillbilly.
Hell, I bet he's too long.
My mother and father were both born in the Delta.
Uh-huh.
My father was born in 1856. And I was the last child of a big family, and my mother and father didn't marry early, as you can might tell. And my mother was born up at